It seems like almost yesterday that Elijah Lovejoy visited Apple Creek Presbyterian Church near Pocahontas, Missouri. It was May 22, 1835, when Lovejoy visited the Frame Church 1 mile south of Pocahontas. Lovejoy was born in Albion, Maine in 1802, graduated first in his class at Colby College, and came to St. Louis as a schoolteacher. In 1831, he joined the Presbyterian Church, and in 1833 became the pastor of the Presbyterian Church of that city. Between 1834 and 37, Lovejoy became an ardent opponent of slavery, started a newspaper, and pushed for the immediate abolition of slavery. In 1835, he attempted to visit every Presbyterian congregation in the region to urge an end to slavery, which brought him to the church near Pocahontas. The church was described by Lovejoy as deeply embowered in the woods of northern Cape Girardeau County, but most of the 206 members were Scotch-Irish who had migrated to Missouri from southern states, many with slaves. Lovejoy was sharply critical of those in the congregation who owned slaves, and he left the Apple Creek congregation convinced he had dishonored them as well as the fathers of the nation. Criticism of Lovejoy's abolitionism grew, and his newspaper became a target of attack. His office was destroyed, and in 1836 he moved across the river to Alton in the Free State of Illinois. But there, on November 7, 1837, his printing press was destroyed and Lovejoy murdered. His violent death and his dedication to freedom made him a national figure, America's first martyr to the freedom of speech and press. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.